Day number 6. Just a bit of an update for everyone. They've still cut me off all my leave. No phone, no internet. Total ban from everything. And yes, I am on an ITO. I managed to have a peek at the notes. They usually have, like, in the morning, the doctors will get together and go over everyone's notes. But the window isn't entirely frosted out, so all you gotta do is stand on your tiptoes to kind of read what they're reading. And I was reading my file, and I was quite shocked, actually, that... apparently I'm still having hallucinations, visual and auditory hallucinations, which no one has asked me any questions about whatsoever or probed whatsoever for that. I do believe that stems from the initial, what I like to call dodgy psychiatrist assessment that was done on the Friday. And they've also included that I've been having suicidal thoughts, in which if anyone does actually know me in person, and even my other previous caseworker, I'm sure everybody can testify that I don't have these thoughts whatsoever. And I can't really, find out where they're coming from, this information, and if you ask them where they're getting this information from, they just say, oh, it's private and confidential, you're not even supposed to be reading that. So in this way, they offer no transparency to their methods or their techniques, and it raises a lot of questions, because at the end of the day, the reality I'm facing is, in this little sphere of reality, I'm like the, you know, I'm in a weaker position, because pretty much a person, a psychiatrist in this instance, has deemed that I am so mentally ill that I cannot even think and act for myself properly, and therefore, you know, I do need to be looked after immediately. So that's kind of what corner they've backed me into now, and now they seem to be just making shit up about me to build against, I guess, a case or something to make themselves seem more legitimate in what they're doing. Yeah, so that's a day 6 update. I might have another meeting with them today, and we'll see how that goes. Otherwise, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not looking good for me right now. Alright, I'll catch up soon. Just a little amending to the previous one. The psychiatrist I'm seeing, his nickname is Captain. And if you look in Fritz Springmeier's book, Captain is another word for, like, programmer or handler. So I don't think they're related in this case, but I just thought it was cute that I'm seeing the captain again. Must be in trouble. I'll try capture, of course, but I'm running really low on battery, so we'll have to see how that goes. Just another little amendum. I had a peek at the same screen they use to do their thing, so I'm probably going to be seen soon. Looks like they're putting together some documentation about me. They want to try and upgrade my diagnosis to schizophrenia. I know they're trying to push for that, but I don't think they have enough collateral to do that, but there's some indication of that. And they also have all of the Facebook posts, so they're thinking that I'm going to want to escape Queensland as soon as possible, and all these other things. So thanks, Dad, for... thanks, Dad, for all of this, and thanks, Dad, for telling them what's on Facebook. Like, I don't understand or comprehend any type of logic in this whatsoever. Just none. Like, and the fact that, you know, if I had a son, like, I keep him out of this place at all costs, not keep him in here, you know, while fucking whatever you do, like, fuck, what is the fuck wrong with you?
Alright. Mending the audio log from today. I just believe it's day 6, 18th of November 2015. So I just had a chat with the captain, as he likes to call himself. No time for a meeting today, but he told me to gather my thoughts and intentions, and we'll talk about it on the Friday. So it seems Friday is going to be the day with the family meeting and all that stuff to determine what to do with me. But for now, total ban off everything, even total ban off leave. So I've had no leave from this place. I am stuck in this place. Like, oh, can't even get out. It's like, shit. It's fucking horrible. But that should hopefully get some indication of change for that on Friday's meeting. So yeah, that's pretty much that.